Hi, my name's Sarah McLean, and I'm excited to be meditating with you today. Thanks for joining me. In our last meditation, we spoke quite a lot about having thoughts of meditation and how thoughts in meditation do not indicate that you're meditating incorrectly. As a matter of fact, thoughts are very natural. Just as natural as it is for the eye to see, it's just as natural for the mind to have thoughts, whether you're meditating or not. So today I want to talk about another, what I consider an essential to meditation. And it's about being kind to yourself. It's about treating yourself as someone you love, as someone you respect. Quite often what happens when we close our eyes in meditation is that we begin to judge our experience and judge our ability to meditate in a perfect way. We judge our experiences outside of meditation. We think that other people must know more than we do and they can meditate better than we can, and what's wrong with us anyway? So one of the major essentials to having a successful meditation is to be very kind to yourself. Be very kind no matter what is going on in a meditation practice. The Buddha once said, "You can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself, and that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anyone in the entire universe, deserves your love and affection." Now think about that. Feel that. And remind yourself, if you find yourself being hard on yourself in meditation, to let that go and to create a new relationship with your mind, a new relationship with yourself. I once heard someone say that how we do one thing is how we do everything. So when we're meditating, we're really practicing and training our attention to not only focus on one thing at a time, but to also focus on the present moment. And we also begin to create a different kind of relationship to our interior. We become much more familiar with what's going on inside us, how we feel, what we're thinking, what the emotional movements are like in our body, how our body communicates with us. And so in those three ways, we're training our attention, but we're also training our attention by how we treat ourselves. Ultimately, this meditation training leads to something that I consider extremely powerful. I consider that when you're meditating, you're training your attention so that when you're outside of meditation, you can focus on what you want to focus on when you want to focus on it. Now, that may seem a little obvious, but most of us are having our attention hijacked in some way. We're being hijacked by our habits of mind. We're being hijacked by the external world that wants your attention. And the practice of meditation really helps to hone this power that you are going to cultivate in terms of deciding where you want to focus and what you want to focus on. So let's begin a practice now. The idea is to sit comfortably with your eyes closed, or if you prefer, capped, which simply means having a downward, soft gaze, maybe having your eyes open about a quarter of the way. Sit comfortably. You don't have to sit in any particular position. Just find comfort and support. It's ideal not to be lying down. So let's begin. Let's begin by closing the eyes and giving ourselves some long, slow, deep breaths through the nose. Match the length of your inhale to the length of your exhale. And allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm and depth. Throughout this meditation, if you can, it's ideal to breathe through your nose. Bring to your heart and mind your intention for being on this journey, being on this meditation journey. What do you hope that it will ultimately provide for you? Just allow yourself to want what you want here. You don't have to get lofty. Maybe you just want to feel better or have better relationships. Maybe you just want to relax more or find some inner peace. Just allow that intention to meet your awareness now. Now you can let that awareness of the intention go and bring your awareness now to your physical body. Let's begin to relax from the forehead all the way down to the bottoms of your feet. Begin by relaxing your scalp, your forehead, your eyes. Relax your mouth and your jaw. And allow the back of the neck to lengthen slightly as you tuck your chin in. Open your chest just a little bit and allow your shoulders to relax. Allow your arms to hang comfortably, hands relaxed, in whatever position feels right. Feel the earth pulling you towards her. Feel that gravity relaxing your hips and your seat into the cushion or the chair. As you feel that groundedness, feel that reaching from your tailbone to the base of your skull as your spine reaches for the sky, as a tree reaches for the sky. There's no reason to be rigid. It's just a gentle lifting, upliftment. But allow your back and your ribs to relax around your spine. Allow your chest to relax. Allow your belly to relax. Relax your upper legs and your thighs, your knees. Relax your lower legs and your feet, your toes. Let your whole body be soft. And notice the part of you that notices your body. There's this presence that dwells with this body. This is the part of you that's essentially peaceful, present, creative, wise. Now begin to notice the movement of your body, the belly expanding and contracting, the chest and the back rising and falling. Maybe you feel the pulse or heartbeat. The the body might naturally begin to sway, or you may naturally twitch. Just notice any movement that's present. Without resisting it, without judging it, just let it charm you in its own way. Who is the one that's watching this body movement? Now bring your attention to the movement of your breath. Feel the cool air as you inhale and the warmed breath as you exhale. If your attention drifts away or a thought arises about something else, somewhere else, some other person, place, or thing, just bring your attention sweetly back here. Remember to be kind to yourself. And also remember, it doesn't matter how many times you need to focus and refocus on this meditation practice. Practice and training. That's what we're doing here. Attending to that breath. If it changes, if it gets faster or slower, or deeper or shallower, just allow that. Allow the changes without judging, without regulating, without controlling. Sometimes the breath gets chaotic, and sometimes it simply gets very quiet. Just let it happen and notice without judgment or story. We're going to continue this breath awareness meditation. If you like, you can repeat silently or think the word in on the inhale, the word out as you exhale. Sometimes repeating a sound helps to interrupt the thoughts we have and keeps you focused on this meditative practice. In. Out. It's like an internal chant. Some people prefer to listen to the sound of their breath. Some people prefer to visualize light as they breathe in and out. Some people just want to focus on the sensation. We're going to meditate like this for some time. I'll keep track of the time and we'll ring the bell every 10 minutes. Remember to treat yourself with kindness. If you notice you're thinking about another place or time, gently bring your attention right back here. Noticing the breath and the pauses between each inhale and exhale. Be kind to yourself. Keep your body relaxed. Maintaining a non-judgmental attention. focusing on the sensation of the breath. Keep bringing your attention right back here. Your breath is always in the present moment. Your body is always right here, right now. It doesn't matter how many times you have to refocus. Bring your attention right back here. Right back to the sensation and the sound and the movement of your breath. Keeping your whole body relaxed. Relax your body. Keep coming back to the breath. Maintaining a non-judgmental attitude. The mind might take you on a trip to the future or the past, or over there in somebody else's business. Just bring your attention right back here. Right back to your breath and your life and this moment. Now bring your attention to the center of your chest, noticing that rise and fall of your breastbone, the expansion of your ribcage. And with your attention here, I want you to silently ask yourself a question. Don't worry about answering the question. I just want you to pose this question. It's an inquiry practice, a questioning meditation. And the question is, how can I best love myself? How can I best love myself? Simply repeat that question with your attention in the center of your chest. And then return back to the silence and the sensation of your breath. And keeping your eyes closed, just let every other object of your concentration go. Just allow yourself to notice that presence, the one who's been practicing, the one who's been paying attention to the breath, the one who's asking the question, the one who's relaxing your body, the one who has the intention. This witness, as it wakes up through meditation, will wake up in your daily life. This part of you is naturally kind, and this practice of meditation helps to enliven that kindness so that you can love your neighbor as you love yourself. Meditation helps to cultivate self-compassion. It's a practice for equanimity and non-judgment, regardless of what arises in your meditation practice. With your eyes closed, you can give yourself some deeper breaths. You can stretch a little and wiggle your fingers and your toes. It's always important to come out of meditation slowly. Cultivating that kindness. Throughout the day, you can ask yourself, how can I best love myself? You can bring your attention to your breath. And you can remember your intention for your meditation practice. When you're ready, you can slowly begin to open your eyes, but take your time, there's no rush. I've loved meditating with you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Namaste.